With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a person of interest has been arrested in the United Healthcare CEO killing in New York City.
We believe we have a strong person of interest.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams at a news conference. Officials say police have arrested a 26-year-old man with a weapon consistent with the gun used in the killing of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. Thompson died in an ambush as he walked from his hotel to the company's annual investor conference across the street. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny described the suspect.
He has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione. He's a male, 26 years old. He was born and raised in Maryland, and his last known address was Honolulu, Hawaii.
Mangione was taken into custody after police got a tip that he had been spotted at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Gas prices continue to fall, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
If you're planning holiday travel, you'll be happy to hear this. Gas prices have been going down, says the AAA. The national average is $3.01 a gallon today, down 3 cents in a week, down about 8 cents in a month. And a year ago, gas was $3.16 a gallon, about 15 cents more than it is now. AAA says the highest prices are on the West Coast. If you're traveling in California, you'll pay about $4.36 a gallon on average. Texas is among the places with the cheapest gas. It's $2.60 a gallon there. I'm Rita Foley.
United States and Guatemalan authorities have announced the arrest of six people charged with human smuggling linked to a semi-trailer truck crash in Mexico in 2021 that killed more than 50 migrants. The people were arrested in Guatemala and Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 240 points. The Nasdaq dropped 123. This is SRN News. Transgender activist sees a bathroom on Capitol Hill.
It happened last week in the Cannon House office building. Nearly a score of protesters conducted a sit-in inside a women's restroom to protest plans to keep men out. The next Congress will include Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride, who is a man living as a woman. And House Speaker Mike Johnson says neither McBride nor any other man will be allowed to use women's bathrooms or locker rooms on the Hill. The protesters were arrested by police. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crystal Palace captain Mark Guay will face no formal action from the English Soccer Association, despite defying its rules for a second time by writing a religious message on his uniform during a Premier League game. Guay, who's a Christian, wrote, "I love Jesus" on a rainbow armband that the league is forcing players to wear in honor of LGBT pride. Meanwhile, Manchester United abandoned plans for its players to wear rainbow uniforms. SRN News. President-elect Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, has taken what may be the next step toward a new career as a U.S. senator. Bob Agnew reports.
Trump announced on Sunday via X she's leaving her position as co-chair of the Republican National Committee. She called it the honor of her life to have served atop the RNC during what she called the most consequential election in American history. It's been widely speculated Florida Governor Ron DeSantis may appoint Lara Trump to replace Senator Marco Rubio if he's confirmed as Secretary of State. Bob Agnew reporting.
TikTok on Monday asked a federal appeals court to bar the Biden administration from enforcing a law that could lead to a ban on the popular platform until the Supreme Court reviews the case. The legal filing was made after a panel of judges on the same court sided with the government last week. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.